You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California has long placed a focus on conservation, especially in the face of climate change. From wolves to salmon, there are many projects across the Golden State that aim to protect vulnerable species while also enhancing and restoring culturally significant landscapes. Recently, a project in the North State is advancing those goals and capping work that's been decades in the making. The nonprofit River Partners has acquired more than 1,000 acres of land in Tehama County called Battle Creek Ranch, which sits alongside one of the most important salmon streams in the Sacramento River watershed. We're going to learn more about the significance of this project and what the next steps look like. Jennifer Norris is the executive director of the Wildlife Conservation Board. John Kane is the senior director of conservation at River Partners. And Chuck Bonham is the director of California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vicky.
Yeah, thank you so much, Chuck. And Chuck is joining us via Zoom. John, I want to start with you. We've had River Partners on Insight in the past, specifically focusing on the Central Valley. Now we're talking about the North State. But give us an introduction for those who aren't familiar with your organization and the work that you do.
Thank you. River Partners is a nonprofit conservation organization that was founded by farmers to restore rivers and riverside landscapes for the benefit of fish, wildlife, and people. And most of our work is in the Central Valley, which is incredibly productive habitat and farmland. But 95% or more of the area's forests and wetlands were converted to agriculture. And much of that land along the rivers is marginal, and it's ideal for converting back to habitat and habitat restoration. And that's what we do at River Partners. If you want to learn more, go to riverpartners.org.
All right. Well, let's head up to the North State. What does this area in Tehama County look like?
Oh, well, this is an incredible place. It's sort of where Mount Lassen meets the Central Valley. And Battle Creek is really special and is arguably the most important salmon waterway in the state of California because it drains off of Mount Lassen's deep volcanic soils. And that means it has a very reliable supply of water. Even during droughts, there's a reliable supply of cold water there. And it comes out and supports four different runs of Chinook salmon as well as steelhead trout. And since I started my career in the mid-90s, it has been the priority for restoring winter-run salmon habitat, and we'll learn more about that.
And we're talking about 1,700 acres. What's the current condition of the land?
Well, the current condition of the land is it's a grazing land that is heavily irrigated for cows. Our plan, well, first of all, it is the last unprotected stretch of Battle Creek. And right where Battle Creek comes together with the Sacramento River between Red Bluff and Redding, roughly halfway between the two, is where this piece of property is, right at the confluence of Battle Creek and the Sacramento River. And so this acquisition is not only 1,700 acres, but it's almost 2 miles along Battle Creek that is now protected forever for the people of California and the salmon.
Yeah, and the wildlife
super exciting.
That also call it home.
We just couldn't do this without the Wildlife Conservation Board that makes investments of taxpayer dollars in conservation and the Department of Fish and Wildlife and their long-standing commitment to advancing this. So this has been, as you said, 25 years in the making. And people, we look through the records, people had been working on doing this acquisition 20 years ago and weren't able to get it done. But fortunately, the family was excited about doing that, is very excited about the project. And what we're going to do, why it's so important is because there's 20,000 acre feet of water that is diverted out of Battle Creek and onto this rangeland. And we're going to put that water, the state of California and River Partners together are going to put that water back into Battle Creek for the benefit of the salmon. And that water is going to flow all the way down through the Golden Gate.
Great. Well, Chuck, you got a statewide look because you lead the Department of Fish and Wildlife. What is the significance of Battle Creek with that lens?
Hey, Vicky, let me start by just noting, I know you have a sticker that says you're a public radio nerd. I am too. But I'll do you one more. I'm a salmon geek. And that's really what I want your listeners to hear about. These fish are magical. They're born in our rivers. They swim out our rivers. They go out in the ocean for a couple years. They grow up. And then there's a moment where they have this biological alarm go off in their being, and they can swim all the way back to the very spot they were born. They mate, they give birth to the next generation, they die. And that cycle has been repeating itself since the beginning of time. Here's why Battle Creek really matters. If you're driving up I-5, as John mentioned, and you're coming to Red Bluff, that is the valley floor. That is our mighty Sacramento River. Thousands of years ago, salmon used to be able to swim all the way up out into the plateaus of Mount Lassen, Mount Shasta. They can't anymore because of human development over time, which is fine. But when you think about a place like Battle Creek, in one watershed, from the very top to the bottom, there are countless activities underway. Pacific Gas and Electric Company, our department and others are removing aged infrastructure and dams. Jen and the Wildlife Conservation Board are funding John and the River Partners. Ranching long-term landowners have decided to put their land into conservation, retire their water rights. And from top to bottom, we can do restoration of a whole watershed. And now these fish, when they swim back, they'll have more water in the creek. They'll be able to swim higher up in the elevation mountains. And in the summer, when it's really hot down on the Central Valley floor, they're now going to be able to access higher, colder water in Battle Creek and really thrive and become a core refugia. To illustrate, we can do this in California. We can bring them back and we can ensure our future looks more like our past with these magical fish.
And this is just one piece of an overall strategy in recent years by California to restore salmon runs and populations, which have just dwindled down to a fraction of their historical numbers in recent years due to climate change, due to water infrastructure and other development. You mentioned the removal of dams that happened along the Klamath River. There's a lot of work being done, and Battle Creek is just one piece of this. So talk to us more about the state's initiative in recent years, prioritizing restoring salmon runs and populations in the state.
Yeah, Vicki, one of the most challenging things I've lived through as the longest serving director in the history of California for this department has been the last couple of years when we have these very intense droughts that are clearly being driven by climate disruption. The hots are hotter, the dries are drier. That's challenging for our native flora and fauna, particularly these migratory fish like salmon. So for the last several years, we've really had depressed salmon runs. And my colleagues who are leading tribal nations in California have had to tell their people, we don't have enough salmon for your cultural and subsistence needs. That's been tragic. But Governor Newsom is the first governor in California to have his team sit down and come up with a salmon strategy for those hotter, drier futures. We're 2 years into implementing it. There's 71 action items. We've already completed 26% of them, and about 70% are underway. And Jen at the Wildlife Conservation Board just funded almost $80 million of projects 2 weeks ago, including John's Battle Creek work. And right now, it's rained the last couple of years. And in the Klamath River, there are fish everywhere. They're in places we haven't seen them in 100 years, way up in Oregon. This fish generates hope. The world is watching. We can have them bounce back in California. with implementation of the governor's salmon strategy.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about plans to revitalize Battle Creek Ranch in Tehama County, and we're talking with John Kane, Chuck Bonham, and now we're going to bring in Jennifer Norris with the California Wildlife Conservation Board. I mean, you were a pivotal player in this. This has been in the works now for a couple decades. Talk to us about the role that your group and organization had in this.
Sure. Thanks, Vicki, for having us. So the Wildlife Conservation Board is a state agency, small but mighty, and we administer grant funds for conservation projects statewide. So we fund other government entities, nonprofits, and tribes to protect land, whether they're going to buy it and hold it in fee. We buy conservation easements on private land, and we fund habitat restoration projects. In an average year, WCB spends about $300 million and invests for the people of California to make these projects come to life. So we work with partners and with close collaboration with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, identifying the most strategic investments we can make with that money. We work in the redwoods, we work in the deserts, but a big push in the last year has been to find these really key projects for salmon. Our board meets four times a year. Our staff brings them recommendations. And as Chuck mentioned, 2 weeks ago, we funded $78 million in across seven projects that are really going to make a difference.
Why was Battle Creek the right strategic investment?
I mean, I think Chuck can speak to that more specifically, but it really brings this last puzzle piece, as John mentioned, this last piece of the river that is unprotected and putting the water back in the river. So we also funded a grant to help do that process of getting the water rights put back in the river, which, of course, is a complicated thing in California. So this actually completes a puzzle piece along that river and makes sure this really important watershed is protected.
Hmm. I mean, we're talking about habitat restoration, but there's also cultural restoration as well. I mean, salmon are an anchor to many indigenous tribes in California. What will collaboration and partnership with local tribes look like as Battle Creek is revitalized? John?
River Partners is really interested in working with tribes. We actually have a tribal engagement program. And at Battle Creek and other properties in the valley, it's a very exciting opportunity for conservationists to get to know the tribal people that live among us who have been ignored for way too long in decisions about how land is managed. It's going to take a long collaboration to figure out exactly what the right role is at Battle Creek. And there's still a lot of healing to be done because Battle Creek is named Battle Creek because there was a terrible, not a battle, a massacre. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and River Partners is interested in making that happen.
Yeah. I mean, what conversations are you having to make that happen? And then Chuck, I know you want to chime in as well.
Well, it's premature to talk about the specific discussions at Battle Creek Ranch. These acquisition projects happen. You know, we just learned that it happened, and now is the opportunity to really partner. But I will say River Partners is working on other properties, one called Willow Bend that we purchased many years ago with funds from WCB, and we're now in the process of working with the tribe to transfer the land to them for their ownership. And up and down the valley, tribes are raising their hand and saying they're really interested in playing a role in stewardship, and that can be creating a native use garden. We can work together with them to grow native plants that they use in cultural practices like medicine or basket making. And there's amazing stories. I shouldn't be the one telling the story. I recommend you talk to Austin Stevenot, our director of tribal engagement, who's a Miwok person.
We've had him on the show.
Yeah, he's a celebrity. Wonderful. He's a celebrity. But just things about, we learn about, oh, there's a certain species of flower that when it blooms, how they call it, describe it, and I believe it's in the Winton language, is it means when the salmon come back. So this flower blooms when the salmon come back. And it's just a different way of thinking about nature. And wow, we have so much to learn.
Chuck, we only have about 30 seconds left, but I'll leave the final words to you.
I want each of your listeners, all of Californians, to love where we are and to realize the future can be brighter than the past. That is so true for salmon. It's been raining. We're implementing restoration from sea to source, from the Oregon border down into Southern California, where we have mighty steelhead fish still swim up in one of the most urbanized places in the world. We can do this. We do it together. Vicky, I just really appreciate you shining a light on the Battle Creek Project, because we can replicate that around the state with more willing partners.
Well, thank you all for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jennifer Norris is the Executive Director of the Wildlife Conservation Board. John Kane is the Senior Director of Conservation at the nonprofit River Partners. And Chuck Bonham is the Director of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. We've been talking about the recent acquisition of Battle Creek Ranch in Tehama County and how it aims to support wildlife and restore a critical waterway. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.